1515 Live proudly presents The Raw, The Bad, The Ugly, The Weekly Podcast, where we tell you what we like, didn't like, and we'll just flat out horrendous. It is your favorite tag team partners, me, Sterling Pearl.
It's Miller.
Raw took place in Memphis 10.
Memphis 10. Love that play. Shout out to Jay Fields, Jay King. Man, I like it. Man, I enjoy Memphis.
Yeah.
I enjoy Memphis music. We grew up on Memphis. Yeah. Player Fly. Yeah. Project Pata.
Yeah, although 3-6. We didn't know Player Fly was.
Yeah, I didn't know what Funky Town was. Yeah, but yeah. I sure was Funky Town. Now yeah. I'm like, no, I don't. I feel you, bro. That's what y'all do. But I should
have
known.
We had motherfuckers at school talking about Funky Town.
Talking about Funky Town. They were trying to say it was a gang and shit. It was like, oh, y'all gotta relax.
Like, oh, shit. Damn, man.
That's wild. We're very impressionable teens.
Yeah.
I was trying to think too, like, but we should have known though. That's what I was going to say, because I remember listening to like the 666 underground CDs and they'd be like, we whip them straws up to our nose. And I was like, to do what?
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Smoked out, snorted out, drunk and then I'm just, low. I'm like,
I remember Idris used to be bumping that, like, smoked out. I don't know about that. But
yeah. I always stop right there. It's like, it's right at the weed. It's like I'm straight with that. With all this other shit.
I'm not trying to, what are you talking about, sir? Yeah. No, not me. That's wild.
Yeah, man. Or sipping on some scissor. But I didn't really know what that was because I wasn't doing that shit.
So I knew what it was because, you know, my cousin's in the South and I knew it was a thing. I was like, oh, okay. They're just open. That was so crazy to me. I was like, you're just going to openly talk about this on the radio? Like, they're not going to blink the scissor about? They caught on after a while. All that lean. They used to have that song, Purple Stuff. That wasn't Memphis, but that song. We weren't talking about Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Ben Siegel had a song.
Yep. Like Purple Rain. Oh man, yeah, I'm about Purple to go Rain. Back and listen to that now.
Yeah, Purple Rain was dope.
Yeah, it was.
One of the dopest songs on that album too. Man,
Beans.
Yeah. Well, shout out Memphis 10.
Memphis 10.
Anyway,
I gotta figure out a reason to go back down here like immediately. Man, you have one.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, my brother.
Your brother down there. Yeah. I just need to be able to be like, yeah.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, right? I think about that drive sometimes.
Mm.
Right? And then I'm like, you know, I love my brother, man.
Right now, I can't do that drive.
Right, yeah. You know? I'm definitely not going to spend the money for the flight, neither.
Yeah, man, because it makes you feel weird. Like, it's a short flight.
Yeah, it's like...
But you know what? One time, I wanted to go to a show. See, segue into wrestling. I wanted to go to a show that was going to be in St. Louis. I'm trying to remember what promotion it was. And I got invited by one of the wrestlers. And I was looking at the cost of driving at the time with the gas. Mm-hmm. And then the cost of flying. And it would have been cheaper for me to just take a Southwest flight. Like, honest to God. It would have been, like... I think it was $20 cheaper when you looked at it because I didn't need suitcases. So
yeah, because I'm going to Boston in March, and to fly there and back only cost me like $150 something.
See, is that Southwest?
Yep, Southwest.
I love Southwest, man.
Shit, Wi-Fi and TV too.
Yep, and I got it that one time. It was worth it.
Shit,
I was like, okay.
I'm talking about, that's way cheaper than me driving.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, man. And safer.
Yeah.
Cops kill people now.
Man.
Sorry. That's very dark. I apologize.
Damn. I'm just saying.
Damn.
You weren't lying. It's just what they do.
Oh, man.
Anyway. You have a match to watch for?
Yeah, I do. Actually, it's a throwback match, because I happened to be able to catch, Hayabusa against, well, I didn't really catch it. I looked it up and got stuck watching. But it's Hayabusa against Masato Tanaka, and it's from, I want to say it was March of 1997. The reason why I'm bringing this up is, there was like a picture that I saw, a meme, a wrestling meme, and they were talking about some of the anniversaries, and I believe that today's one of the anniversaries of Hayabusa's big wins. So that being said, Hayabusa, for those that don't know, I mean, he's like a Japanese wrestling legend. I had like the best of tapes. Remember, I used to order those, and they were like 3 hours long. I mean, everything you see from High Flyers, and even a lot of deathmatch stuff, he's one of the main pillars, the pioneers. Unfortunately, he passed away last year because he broke his neck in the ring. He was paraplegic, I want to say.
You know what? I don't think WWE did anything either.
For Hayabusa? No. But you can actually find one of his, a couple of his matches on the network because of ECW pay-per-views, like Heat Wave and all that. But no, they didn't. But he never showed up in WWE, so it'd have to be an extension of ECW, and I don't know that.
They want to go that far.
Plus, a lot of his highlights are exploding ring death matches and stuff like that. But he could wrestle. And then we all know Masato Tanaka.
Well, like you said, though, I mean, he's just a legend in the game because of the high fly.
Right.
You know, sometimes.
You just got to show love.
Right. That's
but yes, check it out, Masato Tanaka. I'm sure you guys are familiar with him. Masato Tanaka, Hayabusa, Kurikan Hall, FMW. If you type that in YouTube, you will find it. And I'll put it on High Heart Wrestling.
Alright, news and rumors.
So, first rumor I have, it's being rumored that AEW has reached out to CM Punk.
I've seen that.
I mean, the way I look at it is, why wouldn't you? I mean, like I said, you miss 100, or no, I didn't say it, I quoted Michael Jordan. I mean, rephrase that. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. He says he's never wrestling. Just take a shot. If he's down, he's down. Do you want to do anything? You don't. Okay, cool. Sorry to bother you. Move on. But I feel like business-wise, because that's what we're doing now, because it's a legit thing now, it's AEW, it makes sense for Cody and the Young Bucks to try to reach out to him.
Yeah.
Just like they reached out to Pac, and Pac said he wanted to save his return to wrestling for Dragon Gate, but it worked out because now he's part of AEW. So, you know, anything can happen from that.
I just think CM Punk should take that offer and not step into an octagon ever again in fucking life.
I don't think it's even about the octagon.
I just, if he does it, he just shouldn't do it anymore. Just don't do it anymore. Do not step in the octagon again just to get your ass whooped. Just choose wrestling.
Choose wrestling.
At least you can get a win out of getting your ass whooped. You just getting your ass whooped in that octagon. Getting your ass beat. You doing all this training and shit. Just to step in there and get your ass beat.
Yeah. It's hard out here.
Yeah. Like, no. Motherfucker, go wrestle. Like, you not above it. Stop acting like you are. Fuck that shit. Man, I mean, I understand when you want to go off and you want to go do other things.
Right.
I understand, but he has
a disconnect from wrestling, he says. And I mean, maybe it's better off if he really not into it for him not to just take something for the payday. Yeah. So in the end of the day, I mean, I get it. I get why they would take a shot. I get why he doesn't want to be a part of it. Do I agree? You know, should he be doing MMA? If he thinks it works for him, I mean, cool. I'm not gonna knock
anybody. Oh, bro, fuck.
I mean, that's cool.
You gotta
call
it what it is. It ain't cool.
It is what it is.
No, it ain't cool though. If you want to step in the octagon just to get your ass beat, why? I mean,
he's just trying to believe it.
Why? No.
On a lighter note,
sometimes you just can't do it. You just can't do it.
On a lighter note, Chris Jericho said that he would have never took the WWE or the All Elite Wrestling deal if they did not have TV in place, and he hinted that there's three stations in play for the AEW show, which could be on Tuesdays or what have you. Also, we're going to talk about this later on, obviously, but Braun Strowman is no longer in the main event for Royal Rumble. Reason being is his arm, he wasn't clear. Was it his shoulder or his arm?
Elbow.
His elbow.
Something like that.
So it's not, he wasn't fully cleared. I don't know, man. So he can't be, he won't be competing at Royal Rumble. So that's why they kind of wrote him out in the beginning of Raw. It didn't have anything to do with his horrible promo, as some people would want to believe.
I think that.
Two more things. Lars Sullivan his status is kind of in the air. The rumor is that last week he was supposed to be part of the Raw show, but ended up having an anxiety attack, which I understand 100%. So I get it. And so with that, he went home, and the story is that he hasn't spoken with people. So I don't really know where that comes into play. He was scheduled to go against John Cena going into WrestleMania. So I don't know if that program is still going to happen, if they've figured out what the issue is to try to get him to come back. But
I thought he wasn't on Raw just because they would have wanted to put him on SmackDown just because you already got Braun Strowman on Raw.
No, so what it is we don't know what show he's going to be on, because what they're doing with the, and they said it on Raw, what they're doing with the call-ups is they're going to show up on each show, and I guess in the end of the day they'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. One more thing, though. Rush, who is one of the main stars of CMLL, you've seen him in New Japan here and there, has signed an exclusive contract with Ring of Honor. I believe he's still going to do his CMLL stuff, but it'll be featured heavily with Ring of Honor. That's a hell of a catch. I'm telling y'all, this dude is like, I don't want to throw. So he's part of Los Ingobernables. He started it with Andrade Almas. But here's the thing about that. Rush is like the leader of Los Ingobernables. And with them doing all these different factions in Ring of Honor right now, with like the Lifeblood and all that, we'll talk about that. But I'm thinking that they're going to try to do maybe a Los Ingobernables America? Or U.S.? That'd be kind of dope to see an extension in the United States, since they already have Mexico and Japan. And Japan's is huge.
Yeah.
And then I want to shout out awesome NXT UK TakeOver. That show was freaking amazing. Like, from top to bottom, that show was super dope. The reason why, I couldn't pick just one match. Like, every match to me was really good. Even though I was pissed off, spoiler alert, that Mustache Mountain didn't win the Tag Team Championship, it served its purpose. But all around in the ring, just crazy. And Joe Coffey is the truth. Like, that dude won me over. So I just want to say that. So that's my news and rumors.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it yet.
Yeah, you need to watch that, bro. Really, really good. Tony Storm versus Rhea Ripley was...
Rhea Ripley,
man, she's good, bro.
Yo, she wild, though.
And she wild for... she said everybody's talking about... But I'm sure she got it all right. And I'm sure she told her, like, Tony, I'm going to say this. You cool with that?
Yeah, I'm going to get this heat.
Get this heat.
That's how you do it.
When you use social media correctly.
That's some heel-ass shit.
Yeah, man.
And then she did. She wasn't distasteful about it, though.
Correct.
That's right. It was just like, okay, it happened. Who cares? This shit. But anyway, get right to it. Quick hits.
Quick hits.
Like I said, like we said, Raw took place in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. Start off the show with Braun Strowman cutting a promo about how he was mad about some shit. Then, because Baron Corbin came out too, he went and chased that motherfucker down. He ripped this man's door off his limo.
Clean off.
Yeah, and then he tried to put it back on. And then Vince McMahon was just like, nah, motherfucker, you just can't be doing this shit. Like, you always destroying some shit, motherfucker. No, I'm going to take away your damn Universal Championship opportunity. And then he flipped his damn limo over. Even though his arm fucked up. And K-Fab is dead. In that moment. Anyway. fuck that. The rumor came out. It was already out there. But, so he fucked some shit up. And then Vince McMahon was asked if he was going to address the Universal Championship match then. And he said, yeah, let me go out to the ring right now. And then as soon as he hit the ring and got ready to talk, John Cena. Music Hits. He come out to the ring, states his case as to why he should face Brock Lesnar for the Universal title. Then Drew McIntyre states his case. And then Baron Corbin states his case and Finn Balor states his case. And we're going to talk about that because we're going to talk about something that WWE actually did right. They actually set themselves up for something. Anyway, after that, the Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey and Sasha Banks defeat Nia Jax and Tamina, and they have a little, Sasha Banks and Ronda Rousey had a little back and forth. Rousey couldn't understand why Sasha was taking offense to her.
Why are you so mean to me?
Her words.
Stop being so mean.
But, yeah. And then there was a backstage thing with Natalya, Bayley, and Sasha and Ronda.
Sasha and Ronda, yeah.
Yeah. And then Natalya and Bayley kind of just argued about it a little bit, and then the Riot Squad came, interrupted. They said they like to make a bad situation worse, and then they told them to find a partner. And then later on, you're going to find out who that partner is. The Revival defeats the Lucha Underground. House Party. Mr. McMahon announced a fatal four-way match to determine the newest, Brock Lesnar's newest challenger, I should say. Nikki Cross, who was the surprise woman that, Natalya and Bayley found, defeated the Riot Squad. Finn Balor defeated Jinder Mahal to keep his spot in a fatal four-way match with Brock Lesnar. Which, by the way, I forgot all about that. Jinder Mahal went and pleaded his case as to why he should be a part of the match and all this shit and stuff. So that's why they had that match. Bobby Lashley defeats Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins to become the new Intercontinental Champion in a triple threat match. Alexa Bliss revealed the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships on a Moment of Bliss and was confronted by Otis. Is it Dulcevic?
Yes.
Yeah. Part of Heavy Machinery.
Heavy Machinery.
We also got an EC3 sighting, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about this.
Oh.
Oh, wait, I'm going to talk about it. And then after that, after Finn Balor, who was questioned, there's a lot of beef in this ring. Can you handle that? He said, well, let me show you. And got the beat motherfucker's eyes and then got kicked.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then he got the,
Yeah. And then, you know, got the Claymore kick. Yeah,
yes, that was I was trying to think Claymore.
Yeah, it's Claymore. Claymore. Man, I don't fucking know that shit. Every time they say it, man, I don't know what I'm hearing. But anyway, what was I about to say? Anyway, that shit just distracted the shit out of me.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Yeah. All right, so that was Raw from Memphis 10. What was your Raw, sir?
My Raw, I'm going to have to go with Finn Balor getting the nod to go into the main event at Royal Rumble. I like this move. I wouldn't have been mad at Drew McIntyre being the choice just because I feel like it would build him steam. I don't feel like he's going to win, but I have hope that this will be a really good match considering the match that Daniel Bryan and Brock Lesnar had. So hopefully they follow through. And I of course, there's a huge size difference. We all know that. It is what it is. But as you say, it's a chance to suspend our belief. You know what I mean? And I feel like if they're given the chance, they could put together something really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Finn and Brock Lesnar could do. And I'm happy that they gave him the shot. I'm sorry, the opportunity.
Yeah. See. Oh, man. This was something that WWE did right. And the way they was able to pull this off wasn't just because Finn Balor is a fan favorite. Think about what they've been doing with Finn Balor for the past shit, for the past year. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been, he hasn't really had a huge feud with anybody. They just kind of had him in and out. He beefed with this person for a couple of weeks. Win 2 out of 3 falls, basically. Just always, he might lose a match, but he's going to win more.
He's going to win more, yeah.
Yeah, and they kept him there. Kept him there. And then all of a sudden, when it came time to really push him, like I think the last month or so, like the last 2 months, I think he wasn't losing pretty much any matches. And then now, something unforeseen will end up happening to one of their biggest matches. And they was able to plug him right in mm-hmm. without a hitch, without it being a problem. And this is all I've been asking of WWE sometimes. It's just to
do it.
Just keep it there so that we know where it comes from. Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes sense for Finn Balor to actually be in this match against Brock Lesnar. And by the way, there better be a Demon King sighting.
I'm sure there will be.
And if it is, he's going to win the title.
You think so?
Oh, Vince McMahon is not going to allow the Demon King to be defeated yet. He's not going to do that. That'd be stupid.
He's not coming out as the Demon King. Bro, he's not, unless somebody's going to get disqualified. Okay, so maybe Finn Balor wins by disqualification. I can see that happening. Braun getting involved. Because there's no way that he's, politics-wise, I can't see Brock giving okay. Because he still has that old-school mentality, I believe, that he still has that old-school mentality that, the little guy can't beat the big guy. And it doesn't look right. You feel what I'm saying? So I just can't see him doing a job like that. Unless Braun does something to cause Brock to lose or does something to get Brock disqualified. Like, this is just not going to be a clean one. If there's a clean pin, I can't even think of what I would do. I don't know. I'm not going to bet anything because then some crazy crap will happen and I'll be sitting there looking crazy. Yeah. But I just can't see it. Clean?
Man, if he come out as the Demon King, I'm just saying he's not losing.
Okay.
He's not losing as the Demon King. So you may be right. He ain't coming out as the Demon King then. Okay. He's coming out as Finn Balor. I don't see him coming out as that. Anyway, you're bad.
You don't have a Raw?
I just said my Raw.
Damn.
You tripping.
No, I'm saying, though. I didn't know you picked you. I feel like you piggybacked on mine.
I did. Oh. I sort of did. But my Raw is kind of basically how they built this up.
Okay. Well, my bad is the, it's not the tag team titles, but it's this Alexa Bliss show. I can't. It was so awkward. Was it not awkward after she did the tag team title reveal?
Yeah. I'm piggybacking off this.
It just felt clunky and silly and just, what the fuck are we? Is this just a reason for us to look at Alexa Bliss? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, is that the purpose? It's a moment in bliss.
Man, fuck all that. I don't need to see. No, man, I'm not. Yeah, I give you looks when we look. Nah, bro. This is a step backwards, man. Because she ain't doing anything of substance. That's the problem.
No.
I don't care how pretty you are. At the end of the day, you got to do something. Like, do something.
You know what? For me, I was like, the way it started off, it was good.
Mm-hmm. And those tag team titles are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, those tag titles were dope. And then the interview was going good. And then, see, this is why it was my bad. Why mess up a segment that was actually pretty entertaining? It was pretty good. It was something that when you said, oh, we're going to have this Moment of Bliss segment, I would actually look forward to it. And see some real shit be talked about and go down. Not actual real shit, you know. But, you know, The script wise.
Right. Script wise. Storyline.
Yeah. Actually cutting good promos. And then they have Otis just
be weird.
Yeah.
It was, that's what I'm saying. It was just so weird.
Oh, and it was like, why you do, like, no, you guys not listen to us. You're not listening to the fans. You're not giving the fans what they want.
Because nobody wants this.
No. Nobody.
It was like borderline creepy, man.
Oh, so look. So, all right, I'm going to get to, I'm going to say my bad now. And then I'm going to get to my.
Okay.
Okay. My bad was just the production of Raw. It was, I don't know.
Oh, the commercials in the middle of the match and stuff? Oh, man.
Man, it was just, I mean, you usually get commercials, but it was just, it was the transitions, it was the cutting promos during a match. I mean, they were sitting there actually doing interviews. Why do you want to see Mr. McMahon? Why do you want to see Mr. McMahon in the middle of a damn match? No, going on?
The one for the for Glass was the one that pissed me off. I was like, "What is Michael Cole reading a damn commercial?" Like, I'm like, "Bro, you're not gonna read a commercial while the match is not the announcer." You feel me? Mm. Like that was just, I thought that was really raggedy. Yeah. Like I couldn't think of the word, but it just felt cheap and like, I don't want to say money hungry, but it just like that's what we're gonna do. I was like, why is he re-? It felt like I was listening to the game, to a football game on the radio. Like, we're going to take a break. Do you need shaving cream? We got the best shaving. Like, what the fuck? What's going on?
Man, I was just like, what's, dude, I was like, this, like, Vince McMahon is not running the show back there right now. I'm just like, cause above anything else, the production was always still good.
Yeah.
You may not have gotten great matches. You may have came away with some but terrible the way it was shows. Presented. But they still presented it. They still gave you great production.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know what the fuck was going on. I was just like, yo, they said that they try to squeeze in commercials. I don't know. Maybe they need to ask for that extended time back or something.
Yeah.
I mean,
I forgot about that. They don't have that extension anymore. It's a hard 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't try to squeeze the advertising money in there, though. That's a bad spot.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Man, so my ugly coincides with this production. Yo, that's how we presenting the new wrestlers? Like, this is how we're doing it? The only person that really got a decent pop was Nikki Cross.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, it was only decent because she already appeared on SmackDown.
Right.
So, wasn't really too much of a surprise for her to be, you know, showing up. Now, if it was the Lacey chick or something like that, they did that. Maybe. I don't know. She was just okay to me in NXT.
Yeah, but she didn't do anything that made me be like, oh. It's more about her look, in my opinion.
Yeah, but something, I mean, but the thing is, I mean, you end up squeezing in EC3, and all he does is sit there and smile. You don't ask him anything, he doesn't say nothing. I mean, the match is going on, nobody really is paying attention to the screen, because I was already had, like, the B team. Nobody give a fuck about y'all interviewing. Yeah. So they attention already taken away. And then, well, you show EC3. And then, what? It was, I was just like, what are you guys doing?
It was lazy, right?
Yeah. Like, when you get called up, it should be ceremonious. I should be able to come out to a nice little pop. Oh, look, this guy has arrived. I mean, nobody. I ain't hear anybody in the screen just even cheer like, oh, EC3
is loud, popping.
Yeah. He didn't even come out to the ring just to show his face. You see him backstage on the screen. And then you got Heavy Machinery present themselves like that. Interrupted. Because I was just wondering, like, what the fuck does they have to do with the women's tag team titles?
Right.
And why are you cutting off a good promo that's going on right now? Again, good interview. You guys interrupting this shit to introduce another tag team that you just brought up? How about you do like the old days and you just throw them in the fucking match? That's how you present them. Just for them to show their face. Just for them to show their face. And then I felt like Nikki Cross was just over the top. Crazy. Batshit crazy. But it's what's going to work for her.
Right. And I was going to say, that's the like, Vince McMahon WWE way.
Yeah, but I just wanted them to just tone it down just a little bit. We could have got that later.
Right. For a reason. Like, right. In good reason. Well, I'm piggybacking off of you because it's actually a hot tag for me, too. More or less, because I was going to say I didn't. While Raw was more tolerable than previous weeks,
it was,
to me, it felt like they were trying to get everything they could into 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And it made it weird. Like, even the way that they had some of the matches placed, the advertising in the middle of the show, the weird moment where I thought Vince forgot his lines, and he was just standing there looking around like, and he's just, I don't know what to say type thing. I'm like, when has Vince never said anything? Like, you know what I mean? When does that ever happen? And I get they're trying new stuff, but it just felt like everything was all over the place. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody else felt like that, but it just felt like they were just throwing, and now the triple threat. And we're going to have a four-way. Right. Now Finn's going to go against what's his name? Jinder Mahal. Yeah, and even though he has a match
like
later.
Just throwing shit at us, man.
It was like, wait.
Like it's just like sensory overload, dude. Yep. Like,
Baron Corbin's out, and he's going to talk crazy and then Elias. And I'm like, whoa, God, wait. And, like, I know for the fans that were there, shout out to everybody.
I don't even have ADD, and they had my ADD going crazy.
Trust me, as a person with it, it was a lot. I was like, there's a lot going on right now, and I'm not.
Man. Fuck. You talk about being all over the place.
Yeah.
They just been all over the place. But the only thing I got to give them credit for, and they was able to save it and be consistent with it, is the Finn Balor situation.
Right.
That was it. What was your almost Raw, though? Because I feel like there was some good matches in this Raw, though.
Bobby Lashley winning the Intercontinental title was Raw to me. Just because I feel like this is going to get him more emotion. And I'm starting to... Now that Leo Rush isn't talking during the match anymore...
Yeah.
I can deal with it, and I get it. And he's actually really good at being a manager. So I like that. But him winning the Intercontinental title was a shocker, not a bad shocker.
And utilizing social media, too. He does a great job of doing that. That was my almost Raw, too. That was my... I kicked out 2.5. That was my... Yeah. Like that match. I liked Leo Rush's involvement in the match.
Yes.
You know, they said, you know, he involved himself probably about 2-3 times, but it was kind of just subtle, really, because they never take him as a real threat, and when he hit them,
right,
he's always supposed to be weak and shit like that. He can't really do nothing to him. Yes, and then he just runs away. Well, he flips around and shit. So, but it's just always that distraction.
Mm-hmm.
But then for him to finally come through, pull the ring rope, Seth Rollins falls out, and then that spear was nasty.
And it's the way that they put it together, too.
The way they sold that spear and everything. Yeah.
And you didn't expect it. You thought Dean was going to have like a really crazy long run, but maybe that's not what's in the cards.
No. And then that motherfucking, man, I don't know what it was. He kept calling it Spine Buster.
Sidewalk Slam.
Yeah, that's what it seemed more like a... Yeah, when he did that to Seth Rollins, I was like, damn, he got his ass up in the air. That shit was vicious. I said, I like that.
Yeah, how strong that dude is, man.
Yeah. So, let's see if they go somewhere with this.
It shall be interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, what would you change on the show? That's a armchair book that.
What I would change on the show is I would definitely not have had Finn Balor go against Jinder Mahal because I think that was just extra for no reason. I didn't really like that.
Yeah, even though I understood why he did it, they really want to show that he's an extraordinary man that can do extraordinary things. And him going through and beating up all the beef. He went through and beat up all the beef. All
right. Yeah, man.
I mean, that's what...
I know, but Vince said it and it was really weird. When he was like, yeah, a lot of beef in this ring. I was like, yo, I've seen movies that start this way. This isn't...
Wow.
I don't want to hear this.
Wow, dude. You took it there.
I'm just saying, there's usually a chick and she's like, there's a lot of beef. And then...
Yo! Hey, for real. Bruh, the other day, I was sitting there, dude, look, sometimes when you high, you just kicking things. I said, man, whatever happened to my music that was important, man? Yeah, I said, man, you sit there, that was always music. Now, what happened to my music? I want my shit back. I said, man, I want my damn 1984 back.
Soundtrack that didn't go with it. You're like, but you didn't moan at all. Right. What just happened?
I'm like, nah, man, we need to take this porn back to the 80s, to the 90s, yo. I need my music back. What is y'all doing?
That's funny.
I was just sitting there thinking about that shit.
Great observation. Great minds think alike.
Nah, bro. That should just, somebody should stop putting that amateur porn and just put the music in the background.
This is going to be all kinds of copyright problems. You can't be playing that Jodeci. You turn that Jodeci down.
No. They make their own little
porn producers?
Beat. Yeah. Oh, Lord. They make their own little porn beat.
Casio.
Yeah. What was that music generator thing that was on the PS?
Yeah, PS, music generator. That's Watch My Rap Career. Yeah.
I had to get the one of them. Just make themselves some music. plug it in.
What are we even talking about anymore?
Hey, I forget how we even got there.
I don't remember either. Oh, I love this show. Armchair booking.
Yeah, armchair
booking. What would you change?
Oh, man. You know what? Just that. I don't know what's going on with this revival thing.
Yeah.
And now they've been casted out as cheaters because everybody else been having the upper hand on them by having their feet on the rope. I mean, by them having their feet on the rope, but they still lose the match.
Right.
All this shit. But Dash pushes Dawson's leg off the rope and all of a sudden, he's the bad guy?
It's kind of ass backwards.
Yeah. I think that's what he's supposed to do, too. Like, that's being you're a tag team. You're not going to allow them to see that his foot is on the rope. You want to hurry up, push it out, because you want to win.
Right.
That's what I thought it was about. I guess wins and losses don't matter.
Not there. In AEW, they will like never before. That's what they said. They said it.
I mean, I have nothing else.
Okay. Oh, let me just ask. Well, you haven't seen it yet, but let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. And I know you don't watch 205 Live, so this may not be the fairest question, but with 205 Live, now we have NXT UK. We obviously have NXT, so you got three other brands outside of SmackDown and Raw. Triple H talked about how there's going to be some people that stay in NXT or go between like NXT 205 Live and NXT UK. So my question to you is, do you like the idea of some talent just staying in that swing of things where they're in NXT, NXT UK, or 205 Live and never really show up on SmackDown and Raw? Or do you think that, like, do you think that's a good idea?
I think Triple H has a good mind. And so I think I'm going to trust with what he wants to do. But I think the thing that made NXT so great, it was that you was able to flush talent out and still
keep it fresh
and not miss a beat. And it was because you was developing at first, and then you started signing some people, and then you got them used to the WWE style of wrestling, and then you was able to push them up and go to the next. I think I'm going to miss that if that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because
That was the same thought I had.
And then you'll sit there, you'll always say to yourself, see, I don't want to sit there and debate this. I don't want to be doing an RBU and we talking about, man, that's some bullshit. This motherfucker should be called up to the main roster.
right, he should be there.
What are you guys doing? And I don't want to do that. I don't want to sit there and do that.
Debate that every time. Like I can see Tommaso Ciampa being one of those guys that never on SmackDown or Raw. And I think that's one of those things that will work on SmackDown or Raw. And so it's like, everybody should get a shot, you think, should be the process. But then again, you think about, what if there's people who just don't want to? Because, I mean, we joke all the time, like, please don't get called up. They don't know what to do with you.
Yeah, that's true.
But in reality, we know that that's a huge payday raise for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you stay in NXT, in that subject,
because the ultimate goal in WWE is the main event, WrestleMania.
Exactly.
You're never going to be able to do that if you're on the NXT. Mm-hmm. Even though you may have the best match of the night, they're not going to put your match as the main event. And I think that's where the issues lie. Now, maybe if they switched it up and was doing stuff like that, like, man, no, y'all need to be watching out for these cats. I mean, especially when they're going to be on TV now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't know about NXT UK, but NXT is supposed to be on TV, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to end up on there when the Fox deal kicks in. Somehow, someway, they're going to figure out a way to get it on TV to expand the regular NXT show. NXT UK, it comes on, I think they upload it on, it's not live, so it gets uploaded, I want to say Wednesdays or Thursdays or something.
Okay.
It's really good, though.
Yeah.
And they just built that performance center out there. So, there's a lot of guys who are no longer on the UK indies, but that gives space for a lot of newcomers, so that I'm liking that. Kind of like what you talked about. I like it because I love ROH, and that's how ROH always been.
Who do you think, what's the name I'm going to go to?
Kenny Omega?
AEW. What station?
Well, okay, so it's between the CW, TNT, and TBS. I can see it being on TNT, because they do sports. But I could also see it on TBS and squeezed in there. Even though TBS is all about comedy and stuff, I'm sure you can just throw it in there. You think it fits more on like a TNT?
Yeah, TNT.
I think it would be better on TNT too.
Or CW. CW might be better because it's more...
It's broadcast-ish. Yeah. It's like a superstation.
Right.
I like TNT,
and
though.
It's basic television, too.
Probably because of WCW. Right. Yeah. But I think I like TNT because of WCW's history on TNT.
Yeah.
So I always like, oh, I'm tuning back in. Because what's on TNT anymore? I don't even think I ever turned to that damn channel.
Yeah. And a good thing, too, about this go time around, I don't think WWE even have to worry about the competition.
Right. Level.
I think it is what it is. You're going to have people that's going to watch WWE. You're going to have people watching AEW. Even if they're on the same night. Because in the day and age that we're in right now, we have DVR.
Right. Everything's on demand. Like, I'm not going to say that if they're on the same time, I'm not going to be like,
But I mean, the only people that's going to get pissed off, really, is the advertisement.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to fast forward right through the fucking commercial. No, I'm not watching not one fucking commercial. I want y'all to know that right now. I just want to throw
Ooh,
that out
just
there.
Sent me a thing about wanting to switch to no commercials. Alan was trying to get me to do it. I was like, I don't know, man. I could just get up for 60 seconds and tell you how long it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you gotta make financial decisions, it's different.
Okay. I'm just look, saying. I'm gonna save my little $8.
Yeah. Shit.
That's 2 4-for-4s. Remember that. 4-4-4.
I don't even know where he was trying to go with that, but.
Wendy's! 4-for-4!
Oh, okay, man. I was not. My bad.
2 4-for-4s would be 8, right? 4 plus 4 is 8.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know my timetable. That's inside joke. Alright.
Man, this podcast got out of control. Just to get it right back on track. And be sure to check out 1515 for the content. Be sure to rate, subscribe, review to the podcast. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or any other podcast platform that you choose to use. Just type in 1515 and you'll find the podcast such as Equal Opposites, Lace Them Up, Love and Hip Hop, The Rundown, Wrestling Roundtable, Studio Flow, and the MWT Podcast. And of course, if you want to just go straight to our podcast, you can just type in Wrestling, Wrassling Roundtable, and you'll find the GTS, RBU, and our Special Events Podcast. And I'm pretty sure we're going to do one on the Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble. It's in 2 weeks, man.
It's yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's a good time and, to
hear. Hey, and Finn Balor's winning the belt.
Okay, we'll see, man.
Man, one of these days, back. What one of these days, I'm just going to be right. One of these days.
Keep shooting your shot.
Yeah, I'm going to be right. And with that said, it's me, Stir the Pearl.
It's Miller.
And we out.